right. Hello and welcome to the Should Be Known podcast, episode number 2, Religious Self-Justification and Self-Deception. I was thinking as I read that title that it sounds, well, exciting for one thing. I'm glad you're here. It sounded like I was going to talk about religion as if it's all one big self-deception, which is not what I was going to say at all, on the contrary. But I do want to take you through kind of the history of how my thought has gone on these things, because we're going to take it further and go into how it affects mental health and, oh, all kinds of really exciting stuff. So, religious self-justification, self-deception, what I mean is the more you discredit religious authority in your mind, the less obligated you feel to abide by that religious authority. Let's take the Savior, okay? So he is a religious authority if you believe such, and those who abide by what he says are okay, and they're free to believe in him fully. But the moment that you discredit him in your mind, let's put it in this order, if you discredit him in your mind as not what he said he was, then you, in your mind, are less obligated to do what he says, right? You can see that, right? It's almost a self-evident thing to me. If you, in your mind, discredit Christ, you feel less obligated to follow him, right? You could almost reverse that. If you stop following Christ, or if you do something that you know is, whether you know it or not, that is not consistent with his teaching and everything, then you must discredit him in your mind in order to justify yourself. You see that, right? So the way I saw it as kind of a adolescent, saw it in some people who were close to me in my life, I saw them discrediting persons and ideas that to me came from Christ. If Christ has servants on the earth, if that truth, independent truth, and that religious authority exist, then if you go against that, don't abide by it, then you really have to discredit it at the same time. I'm going in the reverse order here again. It's really, what I mean by the reverse order is, are we discrediting the truth and the authority of God and then not doing what we know we're supposed to? Or are we not doing what we're supposed to and then in our minds, in order to justify ourselves, we discredit that religious authority and truth? Which is it, right? And it's really one and the same thing, is what I think. At the same time that you discredit the truth or the authority of God, you stand justified in not abiding it in your mind, right? Not really. You can't, nobody can really destroy the authority of God or the appointment of a person who's called of him. You can't change the truth, but we try. And we all do, to various degrees. It's something that is part of life. But we have the choice to follow Christ or not, for example. So is this concept clear? I mean, when I saw it, it was like, okay, I can see you bad-talking this person who I consider to be appointed by God. I can see you bad-talking that person, discrediting what they're saying, focusing on their imperfections or whatever you need to do to discredit them. And it makes sense to me that you're doing that. I mean, why would you do that? Why would you care? And it makes all the sense in the world to me that the only reason you do that is to justify not having to do what they say. And the people that I am thinking of didn't like authority. And we should definitely question everything, question authority and everything. But there's such a thing as getting a true witness and testimony of the truth and knowing that and then going on that and holding on to that. Some would argue that, no, you have to question everything every second. No, you don't. You can learn something that's true and know it's true. You don't have to question it every second. Yes, we should always question our assumptions, but not always. Okay, you have to have some. I have 2 minors. I'm not bragging. I stayed in school a little too long, but one of them is logic. And I'm not maybe the best logician, but I do understand that everything we think is kind of related, and the logic we use is all kind of related to each other, and we operate under assumptions. certain principles, and then there are things that follow from those, right? That's just basic logic. And so the things that we're going to discuss, there are certain principles that those things depend on. And I'm kind of talking about those. But you can do this discussion without talking about those. It'll just be a little hollow. I'll just have to say, either I'll have to say there's an independent truth, which at least the Christians maybe will be with me on that, or other religious people, or maybe other people. There's an independent truth, and if we go against that truth, we self-deceive in order to justify ourselves, or the reverse, like I said. If we deceive ourselves in a way that justifies ourselves, then we can do whatever we want, contrary to that truth. If we don't believe together that there's an independent truth, then we're even more in trouble. We can't even hardly have this discussion, right? Because we're going to talk about in an upcoming episode where that truth comes from. But at least lots of people might be with me, even if I just say there's an independent truth. And if you go against it, blah, 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 blah. But it's better to know where it comes from, how that truth originates, and how we all know it. I mean, how do we all know it? We'll go into that, because we don't even have to know what that truth is for us to exhibit the behaviors of justifying ourselves for something that, do we not know it? Why are we justifying ourselves? We look in the world and you observe this justification, and the person doesn't even know the truth. And the answer is, well, they actually do know the truth. And it's through this that we'll discuss. I'm keeping it a secret, not really. All right. Well, this has been a fun discussion, right? So this lays the bedrock for the idea of self-justification and self-deception. And that's all I'm trying to do. It's all we're trying to do. Well, I feel like a little music, don't you? Let's play some. Thanks for hanging with me. And as always, I would invite your comments and feedback and everything. Have a great day. And here's a little outro music. Fitting, isn't it? Call your girlfriend, independent truth, and self. Anyway.